A little girl told her teacher, since the accident, my mom has to go to a physiotherapist every week.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
True story. A mother was putting away dishes one night when her son yelled, "Mom, come quick. I learned how to make babies in school today. Come, see what I learned about making babies." She dropped the dishes and ran to the next room where her son said, "See, Mom? You can change the Y to I and add ES to make babies." Well, that is one smart little kid. Recently, I introduced you to our Laugh Again Bad Spellers Hall of Fame. We had such good listener responses that today we present part two, classic spelling mistakes from kids who sometimes allow the letters to land in the wrong places on assignments. Like the boy who called Britain's House of Parliament the House of Lards. It's the House of Lords. These are sentences that make educators snicker and phone their friends. And speaking of friends, it's an easy word to misspell. A little guy wrote, "I have lots of fiends at school and even more fiends at home." Friends are good to have as well. Another child wrote, "We had a swimming pool dug in our garden and my dad filled it with his big nose." I think he meant hose. Well, that reminds me of the time my son tried to spray me with a hose, but he missed. Get it? The principal likes to snivel around on a black chair in his office. Well, I was well acquainted with the principal's office, so I've seen some sniveling in there. But swivel is the word. A 5-year-old noticed a teacher smoking. He said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm smoking." He said, "Don't you know that if you keep doing that, you'll get canceled?" Here's a blooper from a little girl. "At playtime, I like to play with the dope. I can use a skipping dope on my own. You kids out there, stay in school. Learn to spell rope. And learn to spell rabbit." One little guy wrote, "We weighed the school rabbi today. It was 2 kilograms. When he becomes 4 kilograms, we have to put the rabbi on a diet." Well, let's hop off to the next beautiful blunder. Kids are adept at rewriting history. One said, "America was founded by 4 fathers. Captain Cook was a famous exploder. He soiled the seas in his soiling ship." I think he meant sailing. And one more, Florence Nightingale was known as the lady with the lump. Well, if you know your history, you know the lump was a lamp. During the Crimean War, the most famous nurse in history, Florence Nightingale, earned the nickname the lady with the lamp. The Times called her a ministering angel who caused faces to soften with gratitude at the sight of her. I like that. In 1837, Nightingale believed she was called by God to devote her life to serve others. She worked hard to educate herself in the art and science of nursing. Her answer for suffering was to enter into it, seeing her work as a way of following God. She once told an assembly of nurses, "Christ is the author of our profession." She knew him as the gentle healer and devoted herself to bringing that healing to others. Florence Nightingale is still celebrated for revolutionizing hospital methods in England and the world, establishing schools for training nurses, improving health standards, and introducing procedures that have benefited people ever since. I know little about her faith. It seemed a little idiosyncratic, but she clearly grasped that we do not worship our work. Instead, our work is worship to God. Our calling is to serve others as Christ served us. Whatever you do today, do it as worship to our Lord. May the faces of hurting people soften with gratitude at the sight of us. Life is hard. Lighten some loads. As one little boy wrote, "Life during the Middle Ages was especially difficult for the pheasants."
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.